Hello, what you are about to hear is a preview of this week's premium episode on It's Just Banter. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the full archive of previous premium episodes, go to patreon.com/itsjustbanter. It's only $5 a month to subscribe.
As I was going to sleep, I'm pretty sure that there was a... I guess everyone knows this, but I'm constantly surprised by it. On the third story of the home, it's much easier to hear things on the street than the first story of the home. Like the sound waves reverberate in such a way. Do you find this if you're ever in a two-story or three-story home? Like when we're at the lake, you know, whenever I'm on the second story of the lake house, you can hear like everything that's happening as far as you can see, just because the way the sound bounces off the water. But that is not true at all on the first story. Things you can hear clearly on the second. If you go into the first, you can't hear at all. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, I just had a weird realization that outside of the den, which is kind of different, you know, because it's like a separate building almost. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember the last time I was on the second story of a house.
Oh, so it's just you got a ranch style, your new place?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that just means one story home, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think there are probably some other specs that that indicate that. But yeah, no, the house my parents moved into, and even like at the beach, I suppose that is a second story, but there's no first story.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because it's on stilts. Yeah,
so I don't know. It makes sense.
Yeah.
What you're saying, but I don't know that I've ever experienced it, though.
I'm getting a lot of noises, you know, like the master bedroom is the one that faces the street. You can't hear as much stuff back in Izzy's. If someone's having a conversation like on the street outside our house, which is, you know, not entirely uncommon, even at that hour of the night, you can make out some words and you can definitely get the whole thing. And there was a gaggle of women just carrying on for quite a while, loudly. And I was like, who the fuck does this? Like, should I, like, open the window? People are sleeping. Shut the fuck up. Because, like, I'm sure that
what everyone, time are we talking?
It's like 1 a.m.
Okay.
It's like everyone else, in like, you know, I'll walk the dog at 1 a.m., and so I can see who else's lights are on. And I think I'm one of the bigger night owls on the block. And so, you know, they're all probably trying to sleep in their master bedrooms and these people are making noise. And the longer it goes on and like nothing else happens, I start to be like, I know that I will, like I definitely do a tiny bit of auditory hallucinating if I've taken too much edibles. And I'm just laying there being like, is this the next step? Have I unlocked a new amount of auditory hallucinations? Is this entire conversation that's been going on for 5 minutes only happening inside my mind? And then I did fall asleep, so I don't know.
Yeah, we call that mania.
Because
what were they doing?
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know. Just squawking loudly. And I like, are they waiting on an Uber? Because like if they're, you know, like our next door neighbor is definitely it's definitely possible. Like he's had, or the dudes that live over there have people over for sure. But it's like if you're having them over, then like, you know, they arrive at your door, then they go inside the house. Then the way that it's built, it's amazing. I can never hear anything. I've never heard like just the separate walls between the units are very strong and soundproof. So once they're in their house, I can't hear shit. So I'm just like, you know, if they're showing up in the doorstep and carrying on a conversation as someone's unlocking the door and then walking in, like we're well past that time. This is, you know, it doesn't take 5 fucking minutes to open the door.
Right.
So I guess, you know, maybe they're like waiting on an Uber or something. I don't know. Cause you know, it's not far from Greenville. Where, you know, it wouldn't be weird for people to stand on the street and have a conversation at 1 a.m. But it's not, there's like nothing else that would like lead you this way. It's not like you're on your way to something.
And that's kind of why I was asking.
Yeah. There's no reason that I could think of, aside from maybe they're waiting for an Uber, why you would just stand in front of my house to do whatever the fuck you're doing. So maybe they weren't. Maybe it was entirely inside my head. Once you think that you've had an auditory hallucination at all, then it becomes like, then you have to start asking yourself, is this real for every new thing that comes in?
You need to stop doing drugs, dude.
No, I need to do more. I haven't gotten the answers yet.
I suppose that's really your only two choices.
Yeah. You can only do less or more.
Yeah. None or like all of the more.
Yeah. On to Steve Harvey of the week.
Okay.
I was watching some more Steve Harvey. Just YouTube suggests a lot of Steve Harvey stuff to me now. And I say, don't mind if I do. And I still haven't really figured out. I'm gathering that he has a podcast. There's always a couple other dudes in the room, but like they don't talk.
Mm-hmm. And they can't look him in the eye, right?
I think they're allowed to, hopefully. I don't know what the fuck's going on. You know, like I want to know. There, it's very AJ Hawk like. He's got two AJ Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, so he's just kind of telling them stories, and I never watch like full episodes, so it's just like, you know, 10 minutes they're pulling out of whatever. And this one, I still haven't made it too far in. I've not seen the whole 10 minutes of the clip, and I'm still here telling you I got to tell you about this.
It's fine.
So the title of the clip is Steve Harvey Takes Michael Jackson to Church.
Okay.
Great start.
Say no more.
And he's just telling you, like, I guess he and Michael were like pretty close, you know, like they had a lot of interaction, whatever you like. They're both celebrities, you know, and they seem like they probably would have run into each other at times. So, you know, you probably guessed that, you know, Michael Jackson and Steve Harvey exist in the same general universe. But so I'm just telling you, whatever your baseline assumption is of like, they probably interacted some, they interacted more than that, you know. Mm-hmm. like Steve took a special care. This is a nice thing for him. He just wanted to have a relationship with Michael, and Michael was open to it. He looked up to Steve, you know. He's like, this guy's
who doesn't,
he's got some answers to questions that I'm still asking myself. Maybe he can help me out.
Sure.
So, whenever the allegations are coming hot and heavy, Michael thinks he's going away to jail for a while, and he wants to get right with God. So he goes to Steve, who takes him to you know, some church off Crenshaw.
You want to apologize for what?
No. He's not apologizing for anything, because this is why I haven't seen the rest of the clip.